Welcome to the Grow Rich podcast by Tech Help Canada, where we share the best online marketing and general business tips. Now for today's host.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today at the Grow Rich podcast. My name is Gabriel Nwatorale, here to help you drive growth for your business. And in this episode, I am going to be talking about why every business needs a content strategy. If you've been wondering why your website isn't driving traffic or why your social media posts aren't getting the traction you want, then this episode is for you. A solid content strategy is like a roadmap for a business. It tells you where you're going, how you're going to get there, and what you'll do once you arrive. Without this map, you're essentially wandering in the dark, throwing content out into the world and hoping it sticks. Well, if you ask me, that's not a sustainable or effective approach. Not only does it waste your resources, it doesn't do much to build your brand, your authority, or your bottom line. So let's talk about some of the things that go into creating an effective content strategy. First, you need to know who your audience is. Ask yourself questions like, who are you creating content for? What do you want them to, what do you want to do for them? So what do they want or need to know, for example? How can your content add value to their lives? Once you know the answer to these types of questions, then everything else should fall into place. You know, what kind of content to create, all that stuff, they should just happen as you go through the process. Another thing that goes into creating a solid content strategy is defining your content goals. So this could be things like increase website traffic, boost search engine optimization, generate more leads. Your content goals will guide your content creation process and help you measure your success. Another thing that you should do that a lot of people skip, and you know, a lot of people skip this one actually. This one that I'm about to cover, a lot of people skip it and go straight to keyword research. But you shouldn't if you can. You can actually brainstorm content ideas. So brainstorm content ideas that align with your audience's needs and your business goals first. Then use those ideas to power your keyword research. It makes things a lot easier because once you have a whole bunch of brainstormed ideas of content that you want to create, such as just subject matters that you want to cover or topics that you want to cover, then you can use those as seed keywords to find keywords in your niche that you can then create content around. You still want to do keyword research, but brainstorming for content ideas first will help you with the entire process of keyword research. Think about the type of content that you will, think about the type of content that will resonate most with your audience. This could be how-to guides, listicles, opinion pieces, case studies, or something else entirely. Just consider the different types of content you can create. Okay. So now also consider the fact that each type of content is different in terms of how they impact an audience. So not all content is created equal. So for example, blog posts are great for search engine optimization and providing in-depth information. On the other hand, social media posts are perfect for engaging with your target audience and boosting brand awareness. You see? And then video, for example, can be a highly engaging way to show instead of telling. So if you have a product where it's more impactful to show people what the product does, then video will be very helpful because then you're showing, not telling them. Now, a podcast like this one that I'm doing right now is a fantastic way to share insights and expertise. The thing is, implementing a content strategy might seem like a lot of work, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Not only can a well-crafted content strategy drive traffic and engagement, it can also help establish your brand as a trusted authority in your field. And that's something every business can benefit from. But so before I wrap things up, I want to share some more tips. These are just some general tips that you should keep in mind that will really help you with your not just with your content strategy, but they'll really help you ensure that as you're creating content, you're creating the most effective type of content, okay, and you're getting the best results from your content strategy. So the first thing I'll say is consistency is key. A regular posting schedule gives your audience something to look forward to and signals to search engines that your site is active and updated. This can help improve your search engine rankings. But I will say that consistency is hard, especially if you're just starting out or you have limited resources. So don't beat yourself up too much if you miss, you know, maybe you miss a few times. Maybe you miss 1 week and then the next week you're able to publish something. Or maybe if your schedule is once every month, you miss 1 month, but then you publish the next month. This is fine when you're just starting out or if you have limited resources. This is completely fine. As long as you're consistent in the sense that you're still publishing and you're still creating content and you're not taking too much time to create new content, you'll be fine. An example of something I did, which I shouldn't have done, was, and I actually didn't do it by choice, I just got really, really busy with life, was with this podcast. I stopped creating content for about a year and a half. Luckily for me, though, we kept getting downloads of the episodes that we've created before. But I stopped creating content for this podcast for a while. And I shouldn't have thought. I should have worked harder to find a way to fit it into my schedule so that way I could keep doing it. Because if I had been more consistent, this podcast would probably be on a different level right now, because a year and a half is a long time. That's a lot of content that could have been created in that time. So don't take too long, because then your business will not grow, or your podcast will not grow, or your YouTube channel will not grow. So you want to make sure that your channel, your business, or whatever you're working on is growing. Then if you want to make sure that's happening, you need to keep creating content on a regular basis. The second thing I'll say is don't forget to promote your content. You see, creating content is only half the battle. The other half involves getting it in front of your target audience. Use your social media channels, email newsletters, and even collaborations with other businesses or influencers to spread the word about your new content. The third thing I'll say is, Remember to measure your success. So use tools like Google Analytics. If you're measuring success on social media, then social media insights. If you're doing email marketing campaigns or just email marketing in general, then email marketing reports will come in handy for you to track the performance of your content. So ask yourself questions like, are you reaching your goals? If not, don't be afraid to adjust your strategy. This brings me to the final tip I'm going to give you. And that's, keep in mind that content strategy isn't a one and done deal. It's an ongoing process that should evolve with your business and your audience's needs. So stay flexible and be prepared to make changes whenever necessary. So that's it for this episode. I want to thank you again for listening to me this long to the end. As always, if you have any questions, just visit us at techhelp.ca. That's techhelp.ca with 2 H. And that's it. I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care.